WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Come Within. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, and today we're diving into something super important. Practicing self-compassion. Ever feel like you're your own worst critic? You know that feeling when you make a mistake and your inner voice goes into overdrive with negativity? Well, guess what? We all have those moments. But the key is learning to be kind to ourselves, even especially when things get tough. Because let's face it, in today's crazy world, self-compassion isn't just a feel-good concept, it's a superpower for navigating stress, building resilience, and ultimately, creating a happier, healthier you. Now, self-compassion isn't about letting yourself off the hook or becoming complacent. It's about recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, we all experience setbacks, and life is a journey, not a destination. It's about treating ourselves with the same kindness, understanding, and support that we would offer to a good friend going through a rough patch. So, how do we actually cultivate this superpower? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First up, recognize your thoughts and feelings without judgment. This is huge. We're constantly bombarded with messages telling us to be positive all the time, but that's not realistic. It's okay to feel sad, angry, frustrated. Those are normal human emotions. The trick is to acknowledge them without getting swept away by them. Think of it like watching clouds drift by. You observe them, but you don't let them define your entire day. Next, practice self-kindness. Talk to yourself the way you would talk to a loved one going through a tough time. Would you berate them? No way. You'd offer words of encouragement, support, and understanding. So why not treat yourself with the same level of compassion? Remember, you deserve it. Thirdly, remember that you're not alone. Everyone struggles sometimes. We all face challenges, make mistakes, and have moments of self-doubt. Knowing this can be incredibly comforting. It reminds us that we're human, and that imperfection is part of the journey. Sharing your experiences with trusted friends or family can also be really helpful. Fourth, focus on what you can control. Life throws curveballs, but dwelling on things beyond our control only adds to our stress. Instead, focus your energy on the things you can influence: your actions, your thoughts, your attitude. Making small, positive changes in these areas can have a ripple effect throughout your life. And finally, practice gratitude. Taking time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small, can shift your perspective and boost your overall well-being. It's like pressing the reset button on negativity and reminding yourself of all the awesome stuff going on around you. Now, let me share a real-world example that might resonate with you. Imagine you're preparing for an important presentation at work. You've put in the time and effort to research and practice, but as the big day arrives, your nerves get the best of you. You start to doubt yourself, worry about messing up, and feel a wave of anxiety wash over you. Sound familiar? This is where self-compassion comes in. Instead of beating yourself up for feeling anxious, acknowledge those feelings without judgment. Remind yourself that it's normal to feel nervous before a big event. Then, offer yourself some kindness. Hey, Taylor, you've got this. You've prepared well and you're capable of delivering a great presentation. Focus on your strengths and past successes, remembering that every presenter experiences nerves at some point. Take a few deep breaths, visualize yourself succeeding, and remind yourself that even if things don't go perfectly, it's not the end of the world. See? Self-compassion can turn those butterflies into fuel. It empowers you to face challenges with grace, resilience, and confidence. Remember, practicing self-compassion isn't a one-time fix, it's an ongoing journey. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep nurturing that inner goodness. You are worthy of love, kindness, and understanding, starting with yourself. So go out there, spread some compassion, and remember to be kind to yourselves along the way. Want to dive deeper into this topic? Share your thoughts on self-compassion in the comments below. What strategies have helped you cultivate more kindness towards yourself? And don't forget to subscribe to The Calm Within for daily doses of wisdom and inspiration. See you next time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.